Blog Talk Radio.
Royal family, it's Queen Akaya. That's right, the queen of the real deal talk show. Current event, what matter to us? That's right, Black Lives Matter, real talk. Kings, queens, prince, princess, take your royal places. It's showtime, it's showtime, it's showtime.
Turn your lights down low and pull your window curtains. Oh, let the moon come shining into our life again. There you go. Ooh, it's been a long, long time. To you, girl, untied, untied. Wow. I want to give you some love. I want to give you some good, good love. Oh, ah, oh, ah, oh, ah. Turn your lights down low. Never, never try to resist. Oh no, 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 no. Oh, let your love come shining in. No, no, no. Into our lives again.
Every 3 minutes and 30 seconds of every day, and every chorus was written for us to recite every beautiful melody.
Oh, well, well, well. Good afternoon, royal family. Good afternoon, royal family. We're doing something totally different here today. That's right. So we say bonjour. Come on, salut, darling. Nagaza. Hola. Good evening. Grand Rising, and welcome to one of the greatest podcasts in the world. That's what I'm saying. It's Queen Akaya. And we're doing that whole masterpiece on relationships. How's yours doing? I hope everything is going wonderful. We've been listening to Dr. Omar Johnson as he was explaining to us for the last couple weeks about relationships. Why are we in them? How do we attract them? You know, are we in solid and healthy relationships? Are we in some hellified sex ship? Is the sex so good you want to pull your hair out? Or is it like, oh, man, I don't know how I got into this scene, right? All right, if we have Marley behind us talking about that real good love, you know, that real, you ever had that real, real? I am so happy to be here today. We are in March. That's right, March of 2022. Whoa, we done made it through some stuff, haven't we? I am so grateful that you tuned in today. Remember, you can call me at 516-666-9889. And the queen will speak softly into your ear. and give you some facts. So today we're going to keep that vibe, that good vibe, you know, that happy vibe, that I'm in love vibe. Yeah. It's easy to do, right? Fake it till you make it if you ain't already made it, right? So thanks for logging in to today's show. We're going to keep on that realm of relationships. You know, how do we maintain these relationships? I'd love to hear your side. I'd love to hear what's going on in your life. So make sure you call me on that number right now, live on the show, so I can get your comment in. Secondly, you can always reach me at area code 224-531-1122 as we get ready for another blockbusting show. That's right, that's right. We're going to get into some deep stuff as per usual, and we're going to try to get that whole relationship piece pulled up again. I don't see the phone lighting up yet, but you know, we're just getting started. We're going to definitely try to take some live calls today, but if not, hey, you know, come back next week. That's what they say. So let us get in. We're going to dig in a little deeper. We're going to listen to, and I'm trying to get him into the studio with us so that we can do a show with him live. We're working on Dr. James Smalls. It's who I'm speaking about. He talked about several weeks ago about knowledge and wisdom. We were also dealing with Ashrar Casey, Anthony Bauer with the trips to Africa, to Mother Afri, to home, back home for ancient to Kemet, right? And so you guys know all about that trip, right? So it's in August. I'm going to post it so that therefore you'll be able to check it out. It's not too late to book your ticket to go. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful experience. As you know, we've been following him for a minute now. And he is like an awesome, awesome brother. He definitely knows ancient Kemet. If you're shy about your past, you will definitely repeat it. You got to study it. We got to understand it, so we're not repeated into that cycle again. It's just like in a relationship. You know, when you've had a crazy relationship, you know, it's very difficult to have a healthy relationship because you're taking no time to heal, therapy, meditation, writing, journaling, you know, all that kind of stuff that you have to do. And it takes time. It takes time to redevelop relationships, because if we don't, we constantly are in the same relationship we were before. It's the exact relationship with a different body. So whatever that was and whatever that is, we can create what it is that we truly want in a relationship. I truly believe that just like in life, we recreate what it is we want in this life. So anyway, let me set up today's show. And it is all about relationships, so let us get ready.
Align your bodies. We all have four bodies. You got the physical, you got the emotional, okay? You have the mental, okay? And then you also mental, spiritual, emotional, and physical. Those are your four. Mental, spiritual, emotional, and physical. You have to align all four of those bodies up. Let me give you an example. You might be spiritually healthy but physically unhealthy. If you're spiritually healthy and physically unhealthy, then your spirituality can only go but so far. Because as all the great master teachers taught, that if the body is not healthy, it's going to be difficult for the mind to be at peace. Anybody who's affected with an illness, their mind is not at peace. It's very difficult to put it at peace. So when we talk about being spiritual, you can't just live in your mind. You have to understand that there's a relationship between the spirit and the body planes. And if one of them isn't healthy, it's automatically going to affect the other. Just like if you're healthy physically, but you're not healthy spiritually. You got a lot of folk who are super athletes. They run every morning. They do their push-ups. Physically, they appear in perfect health. But what they fail to realize is that those negative thoughts that they keep on feeding themselves will crystallize into not bodily manifestations. And this is how you get folk who never had a piece of meat in their life, but they still suffer from high blood pressure. How did that happen? Okay? Drunk alkaline water all their life, okay, but now they got cancer. How is that when there's no physical evidence as to why you have this malady? A lot of it has to do with the spiritual intoxication that manifests within the body. Remember, every major organ in the body is attached to a particular emotion. So whenever you experience that emotion, it is actually lodged in that particular part of the body. So when you get cancer, when you get diabetes, okay, when epilepsy develops within the brain, it's normally because of a spiritual imbalance or the stoppage of energy. The stoppage of energy. And when you hold on to grudges, you actually stop the energy of life from cycling in. See, pain is weakness leaving the body. But many of us like to hold on to that weakness because we identify with it. So we want to hold it. We don't want to let it go. And some of us carry it around 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. And whenever you're holding a grudge, you tend to age about 5 times faster. So you'll see that you'll start to look older than what you should look because you're not only living for yourself, you're living for your unhealthy pain body as well. So you want to do an assessment of yourself. Where are you mentally? By mental, we're talking about your thoughts, your cognitions, your process of interpreting your experience. That's your mental. Then we got to talk about the spiritual, your connection to the universe, the supreme source, your own internal soul. Where are you on that level? Then we got to talk about the emotional, the way in which you regulate your feelings, your emotional reactions to the things that happen to you in life. And then we got to talk about the physical, your health, what you eat, how you breathe, and your lifestyle. Lifestyle is important too. Why? Because no matter how healthy you may eat, no matter how spiritual you may be, if you don't give the spirit and the mind time to cleanse and recoup itself, it'll break down. For example, right now, a lot of black women, more than in any time in our history, are being admitted involuntary commissions for nervous breakdowns. A lot of sisters are going to the hospitals for nervous breakdowns because a lot of us believe that to be strong women or strong men, we should never have to take a break and give our bodies and our minds time to energize, that we should be able to keep on going. But your brain isn't made like that. See, when you talk about black women or black men 75 to 100 years ago, you have to remember they existed within a certain religious or spiritual milieu. So even though they worked a lot, they also had a lot of spiritual work going on at the same time. We don't have that. So it's important that you don't overload your brain, because when you overload the brain, it will just shut down on you. And that's what you call a nervous breakdown. Folks who are walking around on the street out of their minds, that's called brain overload. Just like you overload a computer, you can overload the brain. And one of the things we have to start practicing more is what I call spiritual indifference. Spiritual indifference. Some of us have not perfected the art of ignoring things that don't matter. Some of us choose to react emotionally to everything that come our way. You don't have to react to everything that comes your way. Pick and choose what gets your spiritual attention. Pick and choose what gets your mental attention. Pick and choose what gets your emotional attention. For example, I hear a lot of black folks say, well, you know, I'm working on a job with a bunch of Europeans, and they are stressing me out. Well, automatically, we made an interpretive mistake there, because nobody can stress you out. Stress is the result of your interpretation of the experience. The white man doesn't own the interpretation, you do. So if you're getting stressed out, it's because you're giving them the power to stress you. At the end of the day, you make the final decision. Very important we understand that. See, we get in the habit of saying, he made me angry. She made me angry. That made me sad. Nobody can give you any emotional state. Nobody can. You choose them yourself, consciously or unconsciously. You interpreted the event in such a way that your mind had no choice but to become upset. See, all of us live our lives based on a program. And for many of us, that program was put into our minds by our parents, by our extended family, and by the society. And based on the program that you're operating your life on, some of you are destined to be depressed, destined to be anxious, destined to be alcoholic, because the way in which you interpret your world always brings about a negative reaction. Do y'all see that? Two people with the same experience can come out of it two totally different ways. Two totally different ways. Two people get laid off, two different reactions. Two people get disrespected in public, two totally different reactions. You have to become more proactive in dealing with situations and not reactive. Save your emotions for when you need them. Emotions can do just as much good as they can do just as much damage. And too many of us are reacting too much to emotion. Whenever you react, your body automatically releases cortisol, adrenaline, which works against the immune system. People who are emotionally unhealthy also tend to be physically unhealthy. Why? Because the emotions release toxins into your bloodstream that beat down your organs. So it is almost impossible to be physically healthy and emotionally unhealthy. One is going to destroy the other. And what we need is a balance of both of them. Next slide. Check your social network. Too many of us are hanging with people who are no good. Too many of us, because we don't like being alone, would rather hang with bad friends than no friends. Okay? Bad friends than no friends. Okay? I get folks who tell me, well, I know he don't really like me, but we grew up together. you know, and that's just how it's going to be. You know, and you knew the whole time that they were not a friend, but a friend in me, okay, an enemy in a friend's disguise. It is better to be by yourself than to be with people who don't mean you well. Because when you're around people who you're not comfortable with, and when you're not around people who you cannot trust, your suspicion is heightened. Your suspicion is a form of stress. And whenever you're always being stressed out like that, the mind begins working against itself, and it never gets to take a break. See, every organ in the body is supposed to take a break, but the one that doesn't is the mind. The mind never takes a break. It runs and it runs and it runs and it runs, and most of it isn't even being ran by you. It's being ran by everybody but you. So what we have to do is retake control over our thought process to improve the way that we're living our lives. Next one. Learn to love solitude. If you can't be by yourself, you won't be able to be at peace with nobody else. And too many of us don't like being alone. We always have to have somebody else with us, whether it's a significant other, whether it's a brother, sister, girlfriend, mom, dad. I always look in therapy for folks to spend time with themselves. How much do you spend time with yourself? Well, I don't have time. No, that's a cop-out. That's the not. Why are you not spending time with yourself? And the reason we don't spend time with ourselves is because when you're by yourself, your subconscious automatically brings to consciousness all those unfinished tasks that you had in life, people you should have got rid of, goals you should have accomplished, certain objectives that you never met. And because a lot of us find it painful to analyze our lives and where we've been, we'd rather shut that out. And the best way to shut off the unconscious from reminding us of our shortcomings is to get somebody else to distract us. So when you find people who just got to be busy all the time, I mean, every day, every hour, they either sleep or they busy. They never at peace and by themselves. That's because there's no internal peace. And these are the type of people who do what? Rush into a relationship looking for somebody to take their mind off of themselves. And when you're no longer sufficient to distract Umar from Umar, I dump you and pick up somebody else who I think could do the job better. So you see, the relationship wasn't even based on you at all. It was based on my hidden agendas, my psychological hidden agendas. And all of us have hidden agendas. You got to know what they are so you can control them without them controlling you. Very important we understand that. Next slide. You have to be by yourself. I don't care if it's an hour. I don't care if it's 30 minutes. I don't care if it's a walk during lunchtime. But it is absolutely necessary for the spirit and the mind and the body and the emotional body, those four bodies, to realign, and they do that through silence. When your mind stops activating, that's when God consciousness comes in. But most of the time, God consciousness can't come in because we're constantly distracting it with the thunder of our thoughts. So you got all this internal noise going on. So how can the subtle voice of the universe communicate to you and your chakra body when the mind is always agitated? So somebody who's always agitated can never be at peace.
Well, did he not tell us some facts on that? How you doing with that, love? How are you doing with this whole pandemic situation? We spent a lot of hours, I believe, by ourselves doing that. We're also still off to ourselves to a great degree. How is that relation? How does the relationship work when we're just so busy in our minds trying to get someone to keep us from ourselves, someone to entertain us constantly? I liked it. I liked what he talked about, the mental, the spiritual, the physical health in a relationship, in our bodies. How are we doing with that? Wow. You know, I'm getting all excited about it. You know, recently I'm in a new relationship, and believe you me, it's wonderful, and then it's magnetic, and then it's combustible, and then I gotta have more. You know, it's a lot. It's a lot. And then I'm wondering, from listening to what he's saying, that's me. That's all me. That has nothing to do with him. So, you know, I like to know, how are you doing with your relationship? Are you in a relationship? Are you married? You know, what's going on in your marriage? How's it working? Tell us how we can make our relationships last. I know a lot of people that were in relationships during COVID are no longer in relationships. So I've been married. Let me just pull the covers off of me a little bit. I've been married twice, and I'm looking for my third husband, to be honest. Let me just put it out there just in case somebody's listening. Make sure you can call me at area code 224-531-1122. Show topics, okay? Or you can call me during the show time at 516-666-9889. You know, I don't have nothing with picking those numbers, right? Again, 516-999. Okay, the Real Deal No BS Talk Show can be found at 224-531-1122, or you can also reach us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. You know we everywhere. Queen Akaya, The Real Deal No BS Talk Show. We're also doing some work in another organization that I may mention because it may be interesting to those that are listening. You know, how do we have healthy relationships? How do we know how to change that behavior? Can we learn new behaviors? Are we practicing positive affirmations? Are you listening to positive affirmations throughout your day? Are you learning to erase the old tapes and playing new tapes in your mind that are giving you the health, the success, the wealth that you so desire to have? I know he spoke last week, Dr. Omar Johnson, spoke last week about relationships and how we'll get angry when someone no longer distracts us. I think that's what his terms was, that we're in relationship to be distracted from self. And if that is true, we can see why so many relationships don't end in a positive note. I'm not friends with either one of my exes. For me, when I'm in a relationship, I'm going to keep the focus on me. When I'm in a relationship, I'm all in, 1,000,000%. And, you know, it started off being your friend, perhaps your buddy, and then perhaps your lover, maybe business partner in the mix of all that. So maybe I should back that up. You know, you start off being friends. You get a little closer with getting close with business and understanding each other. And then you move into a dating relationship. Then you move into a sexual part of the relationship. Then you get into whatever else goes with that relationship. That might be starting a business together. That might be getting married. That might be having children. That might be, you know, you two really giving a deep dive into relationships. How's it go? How do we do it? How do we make them a success? Do we overthink it, overtalk it? How do we know for sure if this is the right one for us? Or is that possible? Or are we just here for a short time in these individual relationships, us being these spiritual beings, right? We are spiritual angels, spiritual beings, you know, having these somewhat human experiences, right? So how do we do this and remain in the relationship with that person? Or is it that we need to be in multiple relationships? That's right, I said it. Multiple relationships, knowing that we're in multiple relationships. What do they call that? Poly? That's a new thing that's going on. Polyastrophe or poly something. I can't think of the name of it, but my tongue is a little twisted here.
To rebuild the black community, not to fulfill anybody's appetite for lust. I want to be clear.
Polygraphy, that's what we're talking about.
Every able-bodied black man to an able-bodied black woman, there will be 2 million. I didn't say 1,000. I didn't say 200,000. I said if you married every black man to a black woman, there would be 2 million black women left without a husband. And my question to the black community, my question to those who do not want to entertain the polygynous conversation, what are we to tell our 2 million black sisters here in America?
Well, that's a hell of a question, right? I wasn't even looking for that. I was looking for something else. How are we doing? How are we doing? If my finger's on the pulse right now as I sit here and review all this in my mind, you know, it's amazing to me that he just brought the numbers out. So if every African American or African American man, I think that's, I don't know, I think I need to go all over the globe with that. I would like to ask him, you know, what if in Africa or in other parts of the world, Brazil, Jamaica, Panama, are we looking at all them? So he said if every black man married a black woman, we would have 2 million people without a husband, 2 million women without a husband. So, that's a whole new spin on it, isn't it? Excuse me. That's a whole different spin on it for sure. So there'll be a lot of single ladies. So I guess, what do we want to say, world? What do we want to say? Do we say, okay, I guess it has to be okay for us to share our mate? You know, I've been thinking about that for a while, you know, because most of my relationships, and I'm just going to keep it 1 billion percent real here, has ended either with some financial situation or which started back from, let's say it just, you know, cheating. Wasn't on me, you know, because I'm loyal and faithful to the bitter end. and if you want to count flirting as cheating, you know, I flirt, but that's just flirting. That's fun. That's just keeping you on your toes. But, you know, both of my marriages ended, and it was infidelity that was there. So I'm at the point in my life where I want to actually explore the possibility. Okay, don't clutch your pearls. I want to experience. And I want to be a big part of that experience, too, as our ancient ancestors did. You know, in ancient times, the queen, the goddess, she chose the other wives for her husband. And it was to complete whatever needed to be, whatever task needed to be completed. Like some of with the Muslim faith believe that, you know, you can have a wife for her beauty, you know, you can have a wife for her money, you can have a wife for her producing of babies, and then one for her spirituality. So I believe those are the four types that they can marry. Christians have none of that, one man, one woman. So I don't know how many Europeans are out there that the 2 million sisters need to go marry, or an Asian. You know, this is a hell of a question to have to deal with in the last couple minutes of the show. So again, make sure you hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, The Real Deal, No BS Talk Show. That's right, Queen Akaya. Weigh in your thought, weigh in what you thinking about it. And that's not what I was thinking about. It's this other thing that's going on, polyamorous or something like that. Help the queen out. I'm trying to figure out the right word for it. I'm sure I'm going to find it in just a second, right? Somebody going to call and tell me something about it. But at any rate, if you're serious about a one-on-one relationship, you know, hey, grand day to you. But if you open to sharing and knowing that person, that other woman or that other man, because it's got to be for the women, can we choose the other woman? You know, that's what I want. Can we be a part of that part that discusses who she is and what she does and what role we all play together? That's what I want to do. I want to have a show about that next week. So will you please join me 5:30 Central Standard Time Friday, every Friday at 5:30 p.m. Thank you so much for logging in to The Real Deal. That's right, The Real Deal, No BS Talk Show with your host, Queen Akaya. You know you can reach me anywhere, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, everywhere. Anyway, be safe. Be in love with you. You know, the main thing is to love you. If you truly, truly love yourself and are happy with you, being into you, that is a great start to a healthy relationship. We have to love self. If we don't love self, we cannot, will not love anyone else. And that might be the struggle in a lot of our relationships, is because we don't know how. We were never taught to love self. We were taught to cater and love and give someone else when we should have possibly been given to ourselves. I could go on and on. Remember, I love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Stay blessed.
Thanks for checking out the show. You can follow Queen Akaya on Twitter or like her on Facebook at The Real Deal No BS Talk Show.